Form 2 Tango Mobile.
CEF Mobile, how you doing this evening?
Go for CEF, I believe it was. I'm not sure, there was a little static in there, but... Well, I'm finished one rehearsal, and now I'm heading up the road for another rehearsal. So, that's what I do on Monday nights.
Rehearsals.
Well, I just finished handbell rehearsal at church. I'm in the handbell choir. And then I'm headed to barbershop rehearsal over in Duncan, where I'm in the barbershop chorus over there, barbershop chapter over there. So that's where I'm headed to next.
Well, I've always enjoyed the handbells anytime we've done those at the church, but they don't do it very often, I'll say that.
Except during the summer, we perform at least one Sunday a month. In fact, we this month we actually performed Easter Sunday. So between the handbells doing a couple of numbers and the choir doing a number, we have plenty of music on Easter Sunday.
Right there.
For not Mother's Day Sunday, but the Sunday after Mother's Day, we're going to perform again, and we're going to be using our hand chimes along with our bells. So we're going to combine the two in one of the two pieces doing that day.
Hand signs, are you talking about sign language or something different?
Nope, it's a chime. We ring the handbells, and then they also have what they call hand chimes. It's you've seen the big chimes that hang on a stand, usually on a brass stand, somebody hits them with a hammer. Well, we've got the smaller version, which are like the handbells, but you flip them with they've got a clapper on them just like the handbell does, so they do that. And I got some fool flying down the road at about 70 miles an hour in a 45 zone.
More sense, hand chimes and not signs. Okay, yeah, that makes a lot more sense. Some of my people flying. Everybody's in a hurry now. They don't really get anywhere any much quicker, but they're definitely in a hurry.
This guy's cutting in and out of traffic. He almost hit two of us, including me, when he flipping in and out of the two lanes. And I'll be willing to bet when I get up here to where the next traffic light is, he'll probably be sitting there. Either be sitting there waiting on the light to turn green for him, or he's going to have a cop sitting on him. I don't know which. I don't really care.
Not all too often. I like to take my time. I don't really get in a hurry anywhere. And I figure once I'm late, I'm late. It don't matter how fast I go after that. But, yeah, you see it all the time. You pull those stop sign or red light, and there they sit, no matter how fast they went.
I've gotten in the habit at my age, 45 is the speed limit. I've got my cruise control. I set it at 45. On my road at my house, it's 35. I set my cruise control at 35. And that's what I do. And on my road, it's a double yellow line. The whole way it runs along where I drive, so I don't worry about it.
Usually I'm about maybe 2 to 3 miles over, and that's about my limit right there. I don't see any reason in setting it any faster than that.
Road where I'm going to go some distance, I'll set it a little bit faster. But insofar as local driving, I just set it for the speed limit that's there. And, at my age, 75, I don't worry about it. I'll get there eventually. I'm not, my next rehearsal doesn't start until 7 o'clock. So if I get there early, that'll be a bonus for me, because usually my handbell choir runs from 5:30 to 6:30. But we did such a good job on our rehearsal tonight that the handbell director said, we're done. After 30 minutes, so I was, I'm going to just take my time and mosey on down to the city of Duncan, where the Methodist Church is, and we barbershop rehearses, and I'll be there well in time.
I'll do that. Well, I am pulling into the driveway, so I'm going to go here and see the wife for a minute before she's going to head out and go play some bunco tonight, so let her have a guy's night, and me and the boys hang out at the house. So anyway, it's nice talking to you. Name here's Andrew, so I'm going to say 7-3, and hopefully you be safe out there on the road, and hopefully I'll holler at you again on the radio, KO4CEF, and I'll be clearing your file.
Okay, Andrew, well, name here's Rusty, Romeo Uniform Sierra Tango Yankee, and I'm just going to cruise along, headed down. I've got plenty of time to get where I need to be, so I'm not in a big hurry. I may even stop up here and get me an ice cream cone on the way down, just to cool myself off out here. I think I might just do that, stop at the Chick-fil-A down here, pick up an ice cream cone to eat on the way down. Talk to you later. You have a good one. KN4CEF, W2T Mobile.